Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kaf Gimel, Baba Basra 23, and back at the very bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, at the very bottom of 22b, the Mishnah taught us a law that if somebody is coming to set up a ladder in their courtyard, they have to be very careful that they don't set up the ladder so that an animal could jump from their ladder directly into the coop, the dove coop of the neighbor. Marchikines asum minashovak arba amos kedesh lo tikpots hanemia. So we have to set it up so that if there's a nemia, which is a small animal like a cat of some sort or a weasel that can climb up the ladder from that's in your property and jump into the neighbor's property and thereby eat their birds, that's a problem, and therefore you're going to be liable for it. And so that's what our Mishnah says. We have to make sure that we set up our ladder in such a way that it doesn't present a danger to our neighbor's property. So the Gemara says, well, let's assume, therefore, that our Mishnah must not be like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi's position is alanizak laharchik kesatzmo, that the person who's being damaged, it's his responsibility to protect his property, not the damager's problem to protect his property from damaging the other person. It's the damaged party's property to ensure that his area is secure. And so therefore, Rabbi Yossi's at the position, you could do what you want in your own courtyard, as the Mishnah Chafayim Abay tells us, Zecho for betoch shalo and Zenotol betoch shalo, that Rabbi Yossi allows somebody to dig a pit in his own property and to plant a tree in his own property. As long as it's in his own property, he's not going to be responsible. So it must be that assumes our Gemara that our Mishnah is not in agreement with Rabbi Yossi, because our Mishnah is saying that you have to be concerned about what happens even outside your own property. So it comes along the Gemara and says, no, it could be that our Mishnah is even in agreement with Rabbi Yossi. Why? Modi Rabbi Yossi begire di day. Rabbi Yossi would admit that where it's almost from his own arrows, which the commentaries understand to mean where it is immediate, where the damage happens in an immediate setting, then we could assume that even though that you did something on your own property, since the effect of it was immediate on somebody else's property, begire di day, then Rabbi Yossi would say that you are liable. And the Gemara assumes that that is what happened here, that when he set up the ladder, immediately this nemia jumped up the ladder and immediately jumped into the dove coop and ate a dove and killed a dove. And so therefore, that's why Rabbi Yossi would say, even under these circumstances, you're going to be liable. So the Gemara then asked another question, v'agramahu, but it's an indirect action. And don't we have a general principle that we assume that that an indirect action, when it comes to a tort, when it comes to damages, you're not responsible? So the Gemara says, no, this Mishnah says that you are responsible but for damages, even if the action is indirect. Grumbam and Zikin is Usr. And for this reason, the Gemara then brings a story on Ardaf, on Chav Gimel, Amad Aleph, that happened to Rav Yosef, where Rav Yosef asserted these principles. So so the case of Rav Yosef is he had a date tree. He had a palm. He had a tree that was a palm tree, and this palm tree, there were people who used to come, and in the shade of the palm tree on their own property, not on Rav Yosef's property, they were doing what was called bloodletting, and that involves the letting of blood from a body. And so what happened was that Orve came, this birds came, the crows came, and they ate his blood, and then immediately they went with the blood that they took that was being led under the palm tree, and they went up to the dates that were on Rav Yosef's tree in Rav Yosef's courtyard. And so Rav Yosef responded by said, "Afiku li korkor me'acha." He said, "Get these birds away from here because they're ruining my dates." And so the Gemara says how could Rav Yosef say that? But it's a grama, it's an indirect action, and don't we have this principle that grama benazikin is going to be exempt? So the Gemara says, "No, he holds that grubbam and azikin is prohibited, that this indirect action is prohibited." So then the Gemara introduces another idea. But isn't there the assumption that the person who was sitting in the shade and the people were bloodletting, that Rav Yosef had waived his rights to this by not immediately asserting that they can't do that, and so therefore they have a presumption that such activity is permitted. So how could Rav Yosef come along at a later time and try to prevent him from doing this? So Rav Nachman says, in the name of Rav Bar Avua, that we don't say chazaka by nezikin. Where it comes to damages, we don't say a person has waived their rights and would allow themselves to be damaged. So the Gemara says, but yes, we do. We see that there's only two exceptions to this principle. principle. But we normally say that you can waive your rights to a chazakah by damages, and we can assume that you have that we allowed somebody else to have a chazakah to do this activity, except for the cases of kutra and besak kisei, except when it comes to smoke and when it comes to the smell of a bathroom. There we say a person who is being damaged by those things will never waive their rights to it. But all other cases, we say they do. So the Gemara says, yeah, for Rav Yosef, according to him, he's of the opinion that this blood on the dates is, since he was what's called an istinus, he was a nina date, his mind was, he was so bothered by it that for him it was equivalent of like the smell of a bathroom and like the smoke. And so therefore he would say that even though I didn't object immediately, under these circumstances, absolutely prohibited. But this discussion is actually cited by Rav Moshe Feinstein back in 1981, that even at a time where people didn't fully comprehend the dangers of secondhand smoke, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, we see from here that smoking is always damaging and you never waive the rights to allow it. And so therefore he said, secondhand smoke is problematic and you cannot smoke around somebody else and damage them. And therefore he said, if somebody was smokes in a study hall or in a synagogue, that is considered to be a violation and a violation of this Gemara, and therefore he absolutely prohibited somebody to smoke in public in a way that affects another person.